Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others understand the language of the Bible and social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 10, verse 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, verse 8. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at charleneonline.net, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable. And available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. I would like to remember the ones that we've lost in 2015, beginning with the most recent passings. Actress Marjorie Lord, former New York Philharmonic conductor Kurt Masur, Mickey Mouse Club's Mark Tate Lynch, Robert Loggia, star of Scarface and Big, Chris Carney, MTV reality star and musician, All My Children actor David Canary, Vincent Margera, Don Vito from Jackass, soap actor Nathaniel Marston, Texas Chainsaw Massacre villain Gunnar Hansen, George Barris, Batmobile creator, E.T. screenwriter Melissa Matheson, Happy Days actor Al Molinaro, Sam Sarpan, former model and MTV co-host, actress Maureen O'Hara, celebrity makeup artist Jake Bailey, Dr. Arnold Klein, Michael Jackson's friend, Bruce Hyde, Lieutenant Kevin Riley on original Star Trek, Chef Paul Prudhomme, Old Yeller, actor Kevin Corcoran, Jack Larson, Jimmy Olsen on Superman series, Iron Chef, star Kerry Simon, Dickie Moore, prolific child star in Our Gang shorts, Martin Milner, star of TV's Route 66 and Adam 12, Dean Jones, star of Love Bug and other Disney films, filmmaker was Craven, Kyle Jean Baptiste, Les Miserables, Batgirl actress Yvonne Craig, Deadliest Catch, Captain Tony Lara, George Cole, British TV and film icon, Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston, and Bobby Brown's daughter, reality TV lawyer Loredana Nacy, Sound of Music actor Theodore Bickel, Saturday Night Live actor George Coe, The Godfather actor Alex Rocco, Cheers actor Roger Rees, Egyptian actor Omar Sharif, Jefferson's horror actor Irwin Keyes, Donna Douglas, Ely May on Beverly Hillbillies, Amanda Peterson, star of Can't Buy Me Love, Jerry Weintraub, Ocean's 11 producer, Diana Douglas Webster, mom of Michael Douglas, Patrick McNee, stylish Avengers star, Dick Van Patten, 8 is Enough father, actor Rick Duckerman, Christopher Lee, horror master, renowned film villain, actress Mary Ellen Trainor, actress Betsy Palmer, actor and comedian Ronaldo Ray, Anne Mara Stiller and Mara, mom of Ben Stiller, Elizabeth Wilson, graduate and 9-to-5 actress, wedding singers, rapping granny, Ellen Albertini Dow, Partridge Family actress, Susan Crowe, Andrew Lesney, the Lord of the Rings cinematographer, Everybody Loves Raymond actor, Sawyer Sweeten, Rosie the Riveter, model Mary Dow Keith, Good Times actor, Ben Powers, Anne of Green Cables actor Jonathan Crombie, L.A. Law star Richard Dysart, actor Geoffrey Lewis, Dukes of Hazzard actor James Best, horror actor Tom Tolles, Andrew Getty, grandson of oil tycoon J. Paul Getty, Cynthia Lennon, first wife of John Lennon, Richard Glasser, director of Still Alice, Sam Simon, Simpsons producer, Miller High Life, delivery guy Wendell Middlebrooks, documentary filmmaker Albert Mays, Seinfeld actor Danielle Von Bargen, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek's Spock, American Horror Story actor Ben Wolfe, director Bruce Sienkiewicz, Real Chance of Love star, Harris Whittles, Parks and Recreation executive producer, Mexican soap actress Lorena Rortes, Louis Jordan, Bond villain and Gigi star, Laugh-In announcer Gary Owens, soap opera actress Anne Kirkbride, fitness expert Greg Pitt, Jarrell Winfield, the real Marlboro man, La Dolce Vita, actress Anita Ekberg, actor and comedian Taylor Negrin, The Birds actor Rod Taylor, musicians Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots, Cynthia Robinson, Sly and the Family Stone trumpeter, Andy White, drummer on Love Me Do, Alan Toussaint, New Orleans R&B legend, Three Dog Night singer Corey Wells, singer Billy Joel Royal, Gary Rickrath, REO Speedwagon, writer and guitarist, rapper Sean Price, Rose Garden singer Lynn Anderson, country singer Darren Norwood, Yes co-founder Chris Squire, James Homer, Oscar-winning composer, Ornette Coleman, influential jazz musician, indie rapper Pumpkinhead, The Voice contestant Anthony Riley, Ronald Gilbert of the Weenies, U2 tour manager Dennis Sheehan, Louis Johnson of Brothers Johnson, up-and-coming rapper Chinks, Blue Legend B.B. King, Errol Brown, You Sexy Thing, vocalist, Stand By Me, singer Ben E. King, and most recently, one of the Pips members, singers, Jack Eli, Louie Louie singer, Just Got Paid singer, singer Johnny Kemp, R&B singer Percy Sledge, former Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer Robert Louis Burns Jr., Toto Bassett, Michael Porcara, It's My Party singer Leslie Gore, ASAP Yarns hip-hop founder, legendary punk rock producer Kim Fowley, gospel music legend Andre Crouch, Opry star Little Jimmy Dickens, leaders, politician, and military figures, former Clinton official Sandy Berger, former West Germany Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, former Israeli President Yitzhak Navon, Ahmed Chalabad, pivoted advocate of Iraq War, Fred Thompson, former U.S. Senator and actor, Ken Taylor, former Canadian ambassador, Jerry Parr, Secret Service agent who helped save Reagan, civil rights activist Grace Lee Boggs, Frank Peterson, first African American Marine aviator, civil rights matriarch Amelia Boynton Robinson, Dr. Red Duke, pioneered life flight, oldest known U.S. veteran Didlek, former NAACP chairman Julian Bond, World War II Dam Busters hero Les Monroe, Nicholas Winton, who saved hundreds from Holocaust, Joe Biden, son of Vice President Joe Biden, former House Speaker Jim Wright, Sarah Brady, widow of James Brady, Hour of Power televangelist Reverend Robert H. Schuller, Lee Kuan Yew, Singapore's founding father, Malcolm Fraser, Australia's former prime minister, Fred Craddock, a preaching genius, Cardinal Edward Egan, former Archbishop of New York, Father Theodore Hesburgh, legendary Notre Dame president, Republican Alan Nunnally, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah, Tuskegee Airman Clarence Huntley Jr., Joseph Chambry, Mario Cuomo, former New York governor, and Senator Edward Brooke. For journalists, authors, media, and academic figures, we have best-selling author Jackie Collins, Marvin Duke, cartoonist Brett Anderson, motivational speaker Wayne Dyer, renowned neurologist Dr. Oliver Sacks, 9/11 Dust Lady Marcy Borders, Ann Rule, true crime writer, writer Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi, food writer Joss Oskarski, legendary photographer Mary Ellen Mark, beautiful mind mathematician John Nash, food writer Josh Oskarski, which I read aloud, Richard Carlos, famed Time magazine movie critic, Ginter Grass, Nobel Literature Laureate, Rudolph Purse, admin who created Pillsbury Doughboy, Buddy Elias, devoted keeper of Anne Frank's legacy, fantasy author Terry Pratchett, Dory Maynard, journalism diversity advocate, former U.S. poet Laurette Philip Levine, New York Times columnist David Carr, 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon, Thornbirds author Colleen McCullough, radio and TV pioneer Joe Franklin, former CNN reporter Stuart Lorre, and ESPN's Stuart Scott. May we keep their family and friends in prayer, and may they all rest in peace. Let's just take a moment of silence for those that we have lost in 2015. In our prayers box, we have the recent natural disaster victims of the South, Southern states in our prayers. We also have the thousands of teens who participated in the chaos at a Kentucky mall. Whatever may be the reasoning for them desiring to do such a thing, let's keep them in our prayers. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household, all right? Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Now, we're on our third day of celebrating Kwanzaa. My hosted global family theme of December holidays will continue until January the 17th. So for today, it's National Quilters Day, Festival of Fools in Spain, and this is the third day of Kwanzaa, Ijami, Collective Work Responsibility. It's Denzel Washington and John Legend's birthday. Tomorrow is Ujamaa, Cooperative Economics for Kwanzaa. And it's Mary Moore and Ted Danson's birthday. Wednesday is Nia, Purpose for Kwanzaa. And it's Tyrese and Shirley Ralph's birthday. Thursday, Kumba, Creativity, New Year's Day as well. We remember Donna Summers and John Denver. Friday is New Year's Day. And it's the beginning of my hosted theme, It's Mentorship Month, Goals and Aspiration. Kwanzaa also ends with Imana, or Imani, excuse me, which means faith. And there normally is a participation of a feast called Karamu, and it's National Hobby Month, as well as Mars Chestnut and Aaron Neville's birthday. Saturday is Cuba Gooding Jr., Taye Diggs' birthday, as well as the state of Georgia's birthday. And Mimosa Holiday is celebrated from January to February in Yugoslavia. And our first Sunday of January is the state of Alaska's birthday. And that concludes all of our announcements. So let's read aloud, or say aloud, actually, slowly, our meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household. upon generation upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we are reading along and that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 10, verse 8. Ready? Let's begin. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. Okay, so now King Solomon has passed away, and his son is now ruling. And now he's no longer taking the advice of the wise men and taking the advice of his current generation, the friends that he grew up with. Now, that is a lecture in itself, because if King Solomon was so wise, then if his son was surrounded by poor influences, what does that say about him being wise and being a father? So what type of environment was the new king actually around? Who was influencing him as he was growing up? And or was it just a simple reasoning of wanting to be more current, be more modernized, him thinking, well, perhaps my dad didn't know it all? Continuing with verse 9. And he said unto them, what advice give ye that we may return an answer to this people, which have spoken to me, saying, ease someone the yoke that thy father did put upon us? That's why. Verse 10, and the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king bade, saying, come again to me on the third day, one for the Father, one for the Holy Spirit, and one for Jesus. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was of God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he spake by the hand of Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all of Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the sons of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all of Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And our last verse for this discussion. And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneOnline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed new year and also a productive week to the coming of a new year. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.